Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Building a tight-knit, loyal following is not for sissies. As the big dogs get involved, the expectations change for us too. What I'm noticing is how the definition of community is being used as a positioning tool. So let's drill down on my two favorite strategies to do just that. First up, define the mindset. Here's what Pinterest says about their creators: expressive, inventive, and one of a kind. Who doesn't want to be that? Then they describe the style: positive, playful, and inclusive. Now this latter definition does two things. Not only does it describe how this looks in the mindset, but it also sets the standards of the platform. Pinterest is basically saying, this is what we love to see from you. As in, no trolls, no negativity. Here's another way to position your community. Acknowledge their hopes and dreams with support. Again, gonna use Pinterest as an example. Now keep in mind, I'm not working for them, I'm making this up. What do their creators yearn for? To express themselves, to create and be recognized for their contribution. So messages about standing out versus fitting in resonates with this bunch. But also note, Pinterest is addressing the challenges head on with support tools, like business accounts and education, on extending the reach. That is part of the definition as well. So define the hopes and dreams, but also support through the challenges. Yep, the latter is shown through the offerings in this example, but that support can also be in the messaging. Now notice here, both approaches have a 1-2 punch. There's the description, that's the what. Then there's what I call the application, which is the how, as in, here's who you are, and this is what you do and you need. It's the combination of aspiration and practicality. Do you see how that works? The definition needs to combine two messages. We see you and we support you. And that right there is what sets the stage for loyalty within a community. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.